When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And welcome to episode number 5 of Mysteries of the Unexplained. My name is William O'Hanlon, and I will be handling any complaints that you have today. And beside me is...
Anne-Marie Gann, and I will be the cause of those complaints that you send in to William.
Welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained, where we get to the bottom of hard cases, do all the homework so you can listen back and have a lovely burrito, Dorito or a cookie and just relax. Those are the 3 food options.
I'll go for the Doritos, please. I've got an awful penchant for Doritos. Yeah, if someone was like, you know, you can only eat like sweet things or Doritos for the rest of your life, I'd be like, give me the Doritos. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I wouldn't care if I never had chocolate again.
Would you? You'd be happy enough. I don't know. Yeah, you would probably die though of vitamin deficiency though, wouldn't you? That's why I go with the burrito, because you see, I didn't specify what was in the burrito, so it could be anything. And therefore, you would live forever, but be farting all the time.
Well, what was the other things? Doritos
or a cookie.
Cookies. Depending on the cookie might... Oh yeah, no, the cookie wouldn't have many of the... vitamins and antioxidants you need to keep looking beautiful and youthful. You'd look fairly old fairly quick. Yeah, no, I'd still go with the Doritos. I'd go happy. Yeah, I'd probably die of salt poisoning
first. Wouldn't anyway. But yeah, I suppose the first thing we need to do is thank our fantabulous new patrons.
Hey!
So this week we have Misty Miller.
Oh my god, Misty Miller, what a beautiful name. That's kind of a little bit like a drag or porn name. Or is that your real name?
It is, yeah, it's very...
I love it. Kinda,
I wonder if she's related to Mayhem Miller.
Misty, let us know, are you some drag god? And we would also like to say, and your name is equally beautiful and sexy, Terry Kay.
Oh, fantastic, thank you, Terry. And finally we have Natalie Moore.
Natalie Moore is just kind of like the girl that lives down the road though as well. I probably know a Natalie Moore.
Maybe it is your neighbour from your childhood.
But Natalie, your money is as good as everybody else's. Thanks so much to all of you guys. It helps us, you know, buy a new little bit of equipment now and again, and keep the wolf from the door and keep this going, because we're having to do everything remotely these days. It is a little bit more complicated, but we're getting there. So thanks so much to all of you. And thanks for all the positive feedback on our little swan makeover that we had over Christmas. It's going good. We've settled into the new name, haven't we, Will? We've stopped saying the old name of the podcast and having to edit it out every time we make an episode, so that's good.
slowly getting there. But uploading of the WTF seasons is still ongoing to our Patreon, so you will eventually be able to get all past three seasons of that show, as well as new Mysteries of the Unexplained Patreon episodes, and one of those went up there last week.
There's loads and loads of episodes in there, and you can hear us when we were only podcast debutantes back in the day. No hate mail, please. We didn't know what we were doing, but we soon kind of got on the broomstick, and we were riding the broomstick there for a few seasons, and I thought that we were riding it well.
Well, and then you fell off the broomstick and broke your head. Anyway, you've come here for a paranormal tale, and today I am bringing you one from New York City, baby. This is called Let's Do the Time Warp Again.
Again.
I knew she'd sing. I knew she'd sing. Fucking bitch is going to cost us a fortune in royalties. The time is New York City, 1951. Hey, pretty lady, where you going, beautiful thing?
Mind your business, city boy.
Hey, lady, watch out. In the middle of a bustling New York street, a strange shimmer started, pulsating and growing in size. It soon caught the attention of many New Yorkers as they made their way to the city. Before long, a small group of people were stopped in their tracks, and they looked on in wonder. Suddenly, a man stepped through. In the middle of the street stood a man said to be in his 20s, dressed in clothes that fitted the styles of the mid-1800s. Onlookers commented on his mutton chop sideburns and strange top hat, bewildered at what they had just witnessed. The man's eyes darted from left to right, his breathing increased and panic filled his face. Suddenly a car sped down the street. The startled man attempted to get out of the way of the oncoming vehicle, but it was too late, and within seconds his body lay in the street. Onlookers tried in vain to resuscitate him, to no avail. This, Annie, is only where this strange story begins. Are you after wetting your pants?
It's trickling in just a little bit.
Okay, you're all right. Just put tea towel underneath you, you'll be fine.
Okay, I have some beside me here for such occasions as this.
Yeah, a whole cupboard full of them, I'd say. They're not for drying up plates, I'm going to tell you that. The mysterious man was soon brought to the city morgue, and upon examination, a few peculiar items were found on his person. $70 in old banknotes, a bill for the care of a horse and washing of a carriage from its stable on Lexington Avenue, which was not listed in any phone book. A copper beer token for a saloon, again not listed in the phone book. Business cards in the name of Rudolph Fence, with an address on Fifth Avenue. And lastly, a letter sent to this address from Philadelphia, dated June 1876. NYPD Captain Hubert V. Ryan of the Missing Persons Department was assigned the task of identifying this out-of-place man. Using the little information he had, Captain Ryan began to piece together this puzzle. First, he went to the place stated on the business card, Fifth Avenue, but no one knew of a Rudolph Fence. He checked fingerprints records that would match, nothing. No one of that name was listed in the phone book. Even more strange was the fact that no one had come forward to say that this man was missing since his death. The investigation lay paralysed for years, until a near 20-year-old phone book from 1935 showed a listing for a Rudolph Fence Jr. Captain Ryan thought this might be the lead he needed to crack the case. Arriving at the address, Captain Ryan met with a middle-aged couple who said that Rudolph Fence Jr. no longer lived there. He had been a previous tenant, but they did remember that he had worked in the area. Ryan knew this lead would help him greatly. Tracking down the bank that Fence Jr. used when he worked in the area, he soon found that Fence Jr. had died in 1946, but a glimmer of hope remained. He had a widow, Julia Fence, who was currently living in Florida. Eventually, Ryan got in contact with Julia Fence, but when the conversation turned to Rudolph Fence Sr., she said,
"Oh,
That was quite sad, really. Rudolph told me that his father had gone missing in 1876, age 26 years old. He had gone on a stroll one evening and simply never returned. Nobody ever saw him again.
So how is it possible that a man can travel from 1876 to 1951 in an instant? Many people believe this whole story to be nothing more than urban legend or fiction, and maybe they're right. A pastor in 2002 claimed that he had evidence that the story was from a 1951 issue of Collier's magazine. It had been published as part of a collection of short stories, the title of which was called I'm Scared by Jack Feeney. Jack Feeney was a renowned science fiction writer, famous for his book The Body Snatchers. Feeney died in 1995 and unfortunately was never questioned on it, which is fucking weird.
What?
Why wouldn't they question him on it? At this point, you may be thinking that this story is all wrapped up. But Annie, I'm about to throw a bomb in your face and rip it off like a squirrel monkey. In... In 2007, a researcher working at the Berlin New Archive found an old newspaper article retelling the story as it is today. A strange man appearing out of thin air in New York City, dressed in old clothes, only to be struck and killed by an oncoming vehicle. What makes this more incredible is that this piece of evidence squashes the theory that the tale is nothing more than a retelling of a short story created by Jack Feeney. You see, Annie, Jack Feeney wouldn't publish I'm Scared for a further 5 months, according to the date of the newspaper article. So, Annie, what do you think? Where did this man come from? Who the fuck is Rudolph Fence? And was there a cover-up to try and cover up this out-of-time man?
I would like to say that I'm very confused.
Okay, I will try address any of your questions.
Okay, I'm confused about Rudolph Senior and Rudolph Junior. The guy who got killed was Rudolph Junior.
So the guy Rudolph Fence Junior that your man tracked down would have been this man's son. But you see, Rudolph Fence Senior had gone missing in 1876. He went out for a walk and never returned. Because he had time travelled to 1951.
But then how does Julia, my character, turn to Rudolph Fence Senior if he's fucking dead?
How does she turn?
She turns to Rudolph Fence Senior and says...
No, she said it to the policeman who was investigating the story.
Oh, but when the conversation turned to Rudolph Fence Junior...
Oh my gosh. This is making me sick.
Now I get it. I was like, how is he there?
Is the mic turned on? Is the mic turned on?
How is he there in the room? Don't know then. Sure, he could have been any man with a moustache. But like, he could have been like, how many people would turn up in New York that had no, like, you know, that were like vagrants or had no connection to anyone in the city or who couldn't be identified? And they had a moustache, or everyone had a moustache.
Sorry, did you listen to the story?
Yeah, I did.
The man appeared out of thin air in the street.
Yeah, but like,
the honest person. He had business cards in his name of Rudolph Fence.
Yeah.
He was dressed in 1800s clothing and had old banknotes. So are you after just waking up or? Oh, he could have been anybody. You're thinking he's like Jimmy Joe that blew in from Milwaukee and tried to make it in the big city but got hit by a car.
But maybe he was Jimmy Joe from Milwaukee and he was just wearing the clothes that they wear in Milwaukee at the time. Like, and he had old banknotes and he had a coin from a saloon that wasn't listed in the phone book. Sure, that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
I'm just realising that this story is a little bit too advanced for you. I think you can't really comprehend time and space. Like, time travel makes you go cockeyed, I think.
Totally does.
It does.
And
this is nearly like classrooms.
On a side note, I can't watch any, like, I can't watch any TV programs or movies about time travel.
Oh, really?
I just can't. Like, they just fuck with my head. I just like, no, doesn't compute. I can't understand it. I get confused. Even Back to the Future, get confused.
Yeah, and the thing is, apparently, according to, I had a little look into this, right? Apparently, if time travel were ever going to be possible, it would be more possible for you to time travel into the future than it would be into the past, apparently. Because...
Ooh, and why would that be, William? Explain the physics.
Here we go. I don't have a fucking clue. No. I didn't really understand it myself, but I had a look at physics.org, and time travel into the future is totally possible. And that's by Paul M. Shutter. And he basically said that... We're doing it right now. Every single second of every single day, you're advancing into your own future. You're literally moving through time, the same way you'd move through space. It may seem pedantic, but it's very important. It's a very important point. Moving through time is still movement, and you're reaching your own future, whether you like it or not. And what's even cooler is that you can skip forward in time if you feel like it. Well, let me be clear, you need to do a little bit more engineering first. And then he goes on to explain stuff which makes me go cockeyed. But that's on physics.org. I can't get into it, guys, because I will actually have a nosebleed.
That's the part where you were like, can't read.
I am a little bit like you, as in it's like long maths, and it just makes me... Like, it makes my brain shut down. But apparently the faster you go, like, it changes time or something. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry. But anyway, this man went out for a walk and walked through a rip in time. And Annie's just like, oh, he's just any Jimmy Joe coming into the town. How ignorant and rude. But Annie, I do have a question about this related to you before we get to our segment of Ask Annie, Can You Believe It? And that's what I wanted to ask you was, where would you like to turn up in the future if you happened to have a Rudolph Fence experience? Where would you like to turn up?
In the future?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of the future. I always want to go to the past. Like, I don't like, you know, the way you're always interested in, like, you know, like Elon Musk and like, you know, like venturing to other planets and stuff like that. I'm like, no, scary. I don't want to go there. I want to go back. But if I had to go somewhere, I would go to the Jetsons living room.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, Annie, The Jetsons is a fictional show.
Oh.
Jesus, okay, that was no. An underwhelming answer.
I know,
answer.
I'd like to maybe even just go 70 years into the future, because okay. I was reading this article on The Guardian the other day, and it was saying that, like, if we don't change our ways, that we only have about 70 years left until the whole thing is fucked and we're all underneath floods. So I'd just like to go forward there and see if that happens. But not be hurt or drowned or burned alive by the sun, because the ozone layer has disappeared. And then I'd like to come back, and then I'd like to be like a Greta Thunberg for 2021 and wear my hair in braids and go out and give out to politicians and stuff like that, because then I'd know that I had to do it because I'd be on a mission.
Oh, that's very interesting. You nosy bitch wanting to go see if it'll turn out right.
Then I would dedicate the rest of my life to being Greta Thunberg.
That's very weird. I was thinking about this myself, and where would you like to go, Will? What would be the best, you know? And I just thought, if I could just time travel to your funeral, then this nightmare would end. And I could get on with my life. In peace and tranquility, and just put all that behind me and end the therapy sessions and just, you know.
But because I suppose you feel that you owe my family some kind of, you know, that you owe them something because you've been looking after me for this long, isn't
yeah,
it?
I owe them the bill for your care, and that they can then pay me.
Well, if I was gone out of your life, then, like, you actually wouldn't know what to do with yourself. You wouldn't know what to do.
I'd survive.
Who would absorb all your passive aggressiveness if I wasn't around? Because I'll tell you one thing, there's no boyfriend there to soak it up. Anyway, I think it's time for the next segment of the show.
No, it's not. This is my episode. Excuse me, simmer back down. You're the guest this week. So you will simmer down. You'll actually sit right down and you'll turn the dial on the hob down to simmer. Do you understand me? And join us after the break, where we'll have Ask Annie. Welcome back. And this week we have a gorgeous question for Miss Anne-Marie Gahan.
Hi there, I'm going to try and help you as best I can.
This question is a more of a would you rather question, Annie, and it comes in from a gorgeous American listener, and they wanted to know, would you rather have a single tooth in that head of yours or have a unibrow that you cannot pluck? And just to clarify before you answer, that you can't get implants in your teeth, you have to go around with the single tooth.
Like one tooth?
Yes, Annie, that's what single means.
A snaggle tooth. One snaggle tooth or unibrow.
Yes. Or a unibrow, which you cannot pluck.
Snaggle tooth or unibrow. What's really...
I'm just thinking you have the unibrow already, so...
Well, I probably do at this stage because I'm not leaving the house.
Really?
I am in isolation, so, like, what's the point in shaving or plucking or brushing anything?
But for the rest of your life now?
For the rest of my life, I suppose, for eating and talking purposes, I'd have to go with the unibrow. Like, I'd have to just have the unibrow and keep my teeth. But a uni brow would really just not suit me. Like, I wouldn't be like, you know, I wouldn't have other features to make up for the uni brow. I wouldn't have other features to make up for it. Like, you know, I couldn't make it kind of sexy. It would be horrendous. Horrendous.
Okay. Right, so you're going to go with the unibrow, is it?
I mean, I suppose you could kind of make a thing of it and put a bit of glitter on it at Christmas time and kind of jazz it up a little bit and make it a feature. Like, it worked for Frida Kahlo, but then she was quite beautiful, you know? I would look like one of those things out of a Roald Dahl cartoon, like the Twits or something. That's what I'd look like. Like, you know, like, because I big, like, I kind of have googly eyes anyway. I don't need any more like emphasis around the eye area. So like the unibrow would just, oh God, finish me off altogether. But it'd be better than trying to eat with one tooth for the rest of your life. Remember, you used to call me Snaggletooth.
No, I don't. Stop playing the victim cards, really, please. It gets tired. It's very repetitive, I felt, with you. The next question, Annie, we're moving on, and they want to know, what paranormal entity would you like to be and why?
Oh my God, amazing. Which one would I like to be? I'd like to come back in the form of one term of abuse that you have hurled at me all my life. And I would just like to come back and just specifically haunt you and hang around outside your house and play out what you did to me all of your life. Just one thing I would pick. There's a litany of things now. I can't really say.
I can't get my head around this. So you want to come back as a form of... As a form of, like
an abusive term that you've, like, what's an abusive?
But that's not a physical thing.
But I would just play it out as my little ghost, like, in your garden the whole time. Like, do you know the way when I was an art student and before you started making soaps and candles for a living, you used to be like, oh, you're real hippy dippy, fiddly foodly, like, you just, like, you're,
I don't believe I ever said that.
No, you did. You were really, really artsy fartsy, hipsy dipsy, you know? So I would like to just come back as a ghost and be underneath your, out in the black dark, underneath your window, making candles for the rest of my life. You'd be lying in bed and then you'd get this scent of lavender coming up through your window, and then you'd look outside and you'd be like, what's that? And I'd be like, yeah, it's only me. Just making a few candles, fooshy, fooshy, artsy, fartsy, hipsy, dipsy, woo, woo. And that's all I'd say to you. I'd just stay there the whole time, making candles.
Listen.
Arranging fragrances.
I'm not going to say that I wouldn't enjoy that, because it would be like free labour. I'd have you making the candles at night.
Then. No, you wouldn't be allowed to have them. No. I can only sell them. I can only sell them in the underworld. They're not real candles. Anyway, I don't believe the listeners are interested in what you would think about the ghost that I come back, because it's Ask Annie Anything. So...
Oh, okay, fair enough. I just said I'd put that comment in. Well, listen, Annie, I just want to thank you for answering those questions. And in our next segment, we'll be getting on to some breaking news, Annie. Angry squirrel aggressively attacking residents of Queens neighbourhood. Fitting in with our New York team this week, residents of Queens neighborhood are dealing with a squirrely threat. Dozens of New York City boroughs, Rego Park neighborhood, say an aggressive squirrel has jumped on them and bitten them in the past several weeks. Michelle Frederick pointed to a bruise on her wrist where she said the squirrel had landed on her and then sank its teeth into her and her hand. We were wrestling in the snow and there's blood everywhere and my fingers getting chewed and it won't let go, Frederick said. Eventually, I just stopped and there was a big bloody mess. A photo Frederique says she took after the attack shows a snowy pathway covered in blood. This was an MMA cage match and I lost, she added. Two other neighbours told WCBS the squirrel had jumped on them seemingly unprovoked. These squirrels are aggressive, going after people. The city's health department advised neighbours to hire a licensed trapper, but the large metal traps have not yet captured any squirrels, the broadcaster reported. The reason for the squirrel or squirrels' behaviour is not clear. Small rodents like squirrels rarely test positive for rabies and are not known to have transmitted it to humans.
I love the fact, number one, that this Queens neighbourhood, they all have southern accents again. It's just really weird that like grouped families just keep...
Oh, shit, they're just a blow-in from Milwaukee.
That's not even a blow-in. That's not even a Milwaukee accent.
But still, they're just blowing. Sure, it could be anyone.
I kind of love
just because they live in New York doesn't mean that they're from.
Yeah,
there.
The girl's name is Frederique, but she's got a southern accent, but she's living in Queens. But anyway, here, come here. I kind of love.
That doesn't mean
I
anything.
Love this squirrel. I just keep thinking, doing what you're doing. All these people coming in, infiltrating his neighborhood. He's out there. He's working the streets.
Yeah, he's sick of
it. He's trying to hustle. He's trying to get a little bit of food for himself. It's hard times for squirrels, and it's a global lockdown.
Yeah, she's had it up to here.
It's a global lockdown. She's been stuck inside the tree with her partner and her five little squirrel babies for the last, like, God knows, year. And there's not as many people out and about in the streets. There's not as many people dropping food or eating ice creams or eating a taco chip after having a beer. Did you do that in New York? Does anyone eat chips after they have beer? And like, this squirrel's got a hustle. And maybe you were sending out anti-squirrel vibes as you walked along your neighbourhood. So next thing, think about that.
Why do squirrels swim on their back?
What?
To keep their nuts dry.
Okay, it's time to go. I don't have time. I can't sit around and be listening to this.
No, no, but why can't you be friends with a squirrel?
Why?
Because they drive everyone nuts.
Please, God, make it stop. Please, God, make it stop. It's so bad.
Oh. No, why was the squirrel late for work?
I'm not. I don't care.
The traffic was nuts.
Okay, bye. Thanks to everyone for listening. I'm sorry about the last few minutes up there.
We've finished the show. Oh my God. But if you want to get more, you can get more. And if you want to follow us on our socials, you can. So Annie, tell them where you can follow us.
If you really want more of this, you can follow us on Instagram at Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod or at Twitter at Mysteries Pod. If you really want more of this, if you want to see some squirrel nuts, if you want to tell us about a nutty squirrel, if you'd like to ask Will to find some new material, if you'd like to ask Annie what type of medication she's on to be able to withstand such types of jokes.
You can send your stories into motustories@gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always get more at patreon.com/mysteriesoftheunexplained for bonus episodes. Thank you for listening, guys. You can find more stories
of the
every week here on Mysteries of the Unexplained.
I'm going to kill you.
1. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.